Good morning, afternoon, or evening from wherever you are. You are listening to the 77th episode of Practical Pod. I'm your host, Anthony Sieg, with my partner, Jacob Scott. Jacob Scott has been researching our topic for the past 4 years, and I have been studying for about a month now. Jacob, would you like to tell our audience here what today's subject is on?
Hey, what's up? I'm Jacob Scott, and today's topic is on gun control.
This subject is a very hot topic currently, after all these recent shootings in the past few years. Jacob, what's your opinion on gun control?
I believe Congress should not create laws that stricten gun regulations. This is because guns stop crimes, prevent a tyrannical government takeover, and gun crime has already been decreasing over the past few years.
I agree with your position and reasoning, but do you have evidence to support your points?
No argument can exist without evidence. According to the United States Department of Justice, violent crimes committed by guns decreased between 2016 and 2020. In this same time span, gun ownership has increased in the U.S. from 39% of households that have a firearm in 2016 to 42% in 2020.
So you're saying that as gun ownership has increased over the years, gun violence has decreased?
Precisely. Not only have gun crimes been decreasing, but of the crimes that were committed using firearms, most were committed using illegally owned guns. A study by Pittsburgh University indicates that close to 80% of guns that were used by criminals were not lawfully owned guns. Therefore, there would be little benefit for stricter gun control, because most people intent on committing a crime have access to illegal guns already.
And to back up Jacob's point even further, evidence from Gale indicates that guns can prevent violent crimes from taking place. Let's retrace our steps all the way back to December 9th, 2007, when a gunman entering the New Life Church in Colorado Springs was intending to commit one of the greatest massacres in American history. He was stocked with over 1,000 rounds of ammunition that could easily kill hundreds of people. Fortunately for us, he was only able to kill 2 people. This is because he was met by a skilled woman with a gun who was able to scare him away by firing fatal shots. Jean Assam is currently a lawful gun owner, and she used her firearm to fatally wound the gunman, and in turn saving hundreds of lives at the church.
Wow, what a heroic woman. She saved hundreds of people by using her firearm defensively.
Oh, this is just the beginning. Evidence from the CDC, a government working body, says that more than half of gun-related deaths are from suicides, not murders. Although citizen suicide is indeed a bad thing, stricting gun control will not prevent suicides. The way to prevent that is with mental health improvements, such as seeing a psychiatrist or therapist. Also, more than half of people who are shot by a gun are only injured rather than killed. A report in the article also indicates that there are at least 60,000, and at most 2 million gun defensive uses each year, allowing gun owners to protect their families with safely kept firearms.
Wow, so are you saying that there are actually more defensive uses of a firearm each year than actual deaths caused by guns?
Yes, firearms actually prevent more crimes than they cause. My last source of evidence comes from Mountain Democrat, which indicates that...
Hold on, I thought Democrats wanted to increase gun control, not decrease it.
Not all Democrats want to increase gun control, just like how not all Republicans want to decrease gun control. There are more dividing political issues here, like healthcare and taxes, but we're here to talk about gun control this episode, not healthcare and taxes. Although, those could be good topics for future episodes.
Can you continue your last point of evidence, please?
You were the one who interrupted me. Anyways, Mountain Democrat has used a different approach to gun control. One article specifically used the scientific method to determine whether gun control should be stricter or stay the same. He used an example of the time in the 1960s when teenagers were able to buy .22 rifles. That would be insane today, but back then, few shootings occurred with loose gun control. Now fast forward to today, you hear about mass shootings more than once a year. And during this time, gun control has only gotten stricter. This is where the scientific method comes into play. As gun control becomes more strict, more mass shootings occur. And when gun control decreases, less mass shootings occur.
Well, I've never thought about it like that. But now that I think about it, it makes a lot of sense.
Me either. Now even science seems to be on our side.
Well, I have one more reason not to restrict citizens' access to firearms. Guns can prevent a tyrannical government takeover. Both extremes of the political spectrum, from Hitler to Stalin, introduced gun control in some form. These ruthless dictators all banned firearms for the same reason, to prevent revolts. If a dictator ever seized power in the United States, an armed populace capable of starting a revolution would be the only way to overthrow them and stop their tyranny.
Wow, some of the worst people in history instituted gun control legislation. We have shown that Congress should not introduce any gun legislation laws because the crime rate is already decreasing. Firearms prevent dictators and guns prevent violent crime. This concludes the 77th episode of The Practical Pod. Next week, we will be talking about the mysterious UFO sightings that have been showing up recently. I'm Anthony Saig.
And I'm Jacob Scott.
Tuning out.